Welcome to the Unfuckery Chronicles, your new favorite Monday mini episodes from the Bay Bayf podcast, where I, Jess, help teach you tactical ways to unfuck yourself from being stuck. Well, frankly, I need it, and so do you. So let's get started. Welcome to the Unfuckery Chronicles, episode number 176. Yeah, that's right. Sorry, I had to look really quickly. If you're watching this on TikTok or any other form of social media, yes, we got new curtains. How are you excited? Are you excited? We also have a new setup. I literally switched my entire office around today. There's a 50-pound metal blue closet in my office, and I moved it by myself. I also moved the entire L-shaped desk over into the other corner. With that being said, we'll do an office tour here soon. So, welcome to Bay Bayf, dare I say Bay Bayf Media headquarters. That's where I record all the things. I do most of the things. I research, I prep. I have myself a desk calendar. Who am I in 2024? You guys, I ordered this one back in like, September. Albeit it goes through the end of 2024. So I just ripped off a couple of pages and I'll use those to take exterior notes on. It's fine. This is the January 29th episode of the Unfuckery Chronicles. And if you don't know what those are, I give you a quick, easy tip to unfuck yourself from the mental block or stuck that you have in your day. So here's the one that I want you to encourage you to have. Okay, so I encourage you to get yourself some couch friends. Now, I don't know, I'm not talking about like the episode of Friends where Ross is pivoting the couch up the stairs. I mean, those can be your like moving friends that you buy beer and pizza for after they help you move for the 15th fucking time. That's great. I'm talking about couch friends. C-O-U-C-H. And by that, I mean, you are going to want to get yourself a group of friends that you're so cozy with that you don't have to leave the house. You can bring over food if you want to. You can have a beverage or a mocktail or a beer on a Saturday night or a Saturday afternoon. And y'all just hunker down on someone's most comfortable couch. And you chill. And you watch true crime documentaries, or you watch Hallmark movies, or you watch rom-coms, or you watch Matt Rife in a comedy special. I mean, get yourself some couch friends. And I have some. They're lovely. My husband had about 7 of them in our house last night watching Royal Rumble. And I come to the realization as you get older in life, your friends essentially dissipate. Whether they leave the earth, go to heaven, or you just lose touch. So I want to encourage you to get about 2 to 4 couch friends in 2024. See how cozy your life becomes. You don't always have to meet in a bar. You don't always have to get dressed up. You have to go out and do the damn thing in a bar, pick up people, whatever. Throw a couch party for the love of Jesus. Also, if you have a back patio, primo extension to the couch party. Because if it's a sunset, if it's dinner, if it's like Sunday supper, I don't care what it is. But here's the thing. If you get yourself a group of couch friends, you can then, you know, make a lasagna, watch Royal Rumble, and have about 7 of your friends over last night until you decide to go out to a bar. I stayed home. Don't you worry. I did not infiltrate myself that much into the boys club. I just made the lasagna. But I did go to dinner with some girlfriends, 2 of which just had babies. And albeit if there weren't 7 dudes in my house, I'd invite them over to a couch party because that's where we are in 2024. So highly encourage it. Go find yourself some. And if you don't have any, I love a good couch. So, invite me over. That's all for today. See you guys on Friday. I love you, and I hope you helped. Hope you helped. Help. All right. I need to drink this nighttime tea and put myself to bed. But I hope you guys have an amazing Monday. Hope this helps kickstart your week. And you have yourself a good little close up to the January 2024. I love you. I'll see you in February. It's my birthday month. Get excited. Yay! Toodles.
All right, you guys, thanks for listening this week. And if something resonated with you, feel free to reach out to me on socials at TheBabeAFPod. And don't forget to rate, review, like, subscribe, all the things on those platforms. I'm on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and I might even try out YouTube soon. So buckle up, babes. Let's go. If you'd like to meet with me, have a coffee, plan an event, have a confetti moment, I don't know, y'all, feel free to do so through email at thebabeafpod@gmail.com. I hope you guys have the best day and the best time today. I can't wait to see you next time. Toodles.